Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned time to talk about it with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Sending greetings to you, and you, trusting that everything is well wherever you are, and you're staying safe above all, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, this is what we want you, and you to do today. Stand fast in Jesus Christ and keep on praying. You can call at 347-857-3925. We are listening for you, and you to call in today and let's just have a little talk with Jesus, me and you. Okay, amen. Here's Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is the one to your holy name. Thanking you, Lord, for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do for others other than ourselves, Lord. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, God, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord, Father. And Father, we say thank you. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we ask the listeners, Lord, Father, touch and agree, Lord, Father God, with us as we pray in those that in need of prayer and asking for prayer, Lord, Father, as we all touch and agree, Lord, Father, we're thanking you right now for hearing our prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Richie, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, you brought him through those surgeries, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you continue to strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch Sister Elizabeth right now, Lord Father, as she continue to pray and intercede, oh God, for her son. Give her the strength, O God, Lord, to carry on, Lord, Father, as she continue to do your work. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shanika, Lord, Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, let your will be done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you, we glorify and we magnify you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Philip Retter right now, Lord, Father God. Touch him right now, Lord, Father. Touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. As we continue, Lord, Father, to pray, Lord, Father God, for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying for that change, Lord, Father God, in his life right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Suzette, Lord Father, as we pray for traveling mercies, Lord Father, over the highways and the byways, Lord Father. Take her safely, O God, and bring her back safely right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, as she continue, Lord Father, to trust and believe more in you, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for touching minds right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch her mind, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Jaleesa, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to cover her, Lord Father God, and her unborn twins right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, for your shield of protection around about them. Father God, keeping them safe, Lord Father God, until their time, Lord Father God, is due, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, give them safe travels as well, Lord Father. And Father, bring them back home safely as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for the prayers that you have answered, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching Elder Bolden's mom right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching Fran and touching Tracy, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for healing their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, continue to touch Lakeisha in-laws right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord, Father God. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed. And Father, we speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deacon Michael, Lord, Father God. Touch his mind, touch his heart, touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet as we continue to speak healing right now, Lord, Father God, to his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Aggie Townsend right now, Lord, Father God, as she go today, Lord, Father God, to get her CAT scan or MRI, Lord, Father. We thanking you for a praise report right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father God, that you're God Almighty and there is no other God but you, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, how you continually keep us, O God, in the ark of safety, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to place the blood, Lord, Father God, over our doorposts right now, Lord, Father, as we continue to plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father God, over our neighborhoods, Father God, over our city, our states right now, Lord, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over our loved ones, Lord, Father, as they go out into this sinful world, Lord, Father, keeping them safe right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, pray right now, Lord, Father God, for the first responders, Lord, Father God, the nurses, the doctors, the EMTs, Lord, police officers, the firemen, Lord, Father, our military, Lord, Father, as we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, asking you to keep them safe and thanking you, Lord, Father God, for those, Lord, Father God, that lead, Lord, Father God, whoever they come in contact with, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father, continue to bless them, strengthen them, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you this broadcast, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for this broadcast, Lord Father, how it's touching nations, Lord Father God, not just the United States, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for all those that listen in, Lord Father. And Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we thank you through the broadcast, Lord Father God, that they're accepting you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. We continue to cover this broadcast under the blood and canceling every assignment that the enemy, Lord Father God, may try and send to hinder, Lord Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render it null and void. And Holy Spirit, we say, have your way, Lord. We're thanking you for healing and deliverance today upon this airways, Lord Father. We thank you for using Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, Bishop Porter right now, Lord Father, as the Rhema word come forth, Lord Father. We thanking you for using them in a mighty and a special way, Lord. So, Father, we ask that you decrease them right now, Lord Father God, as you increasing them. And, Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
We thank the Lord for the prayer that has gone up thus far, and we thank God for you listening. If you didn't hear your name, you didn't call, 347-857-3925. Just call us and let us know so that we can add your name to the list, okay? Amen, because we want to see everything be all right in your life. All right, here's a little short word for you today. Profanity is the use of strong words by weak people. Profanity is the use of strong words by weak people. Let us say amen. That is short, isn't it? That was very short, now wasn't it? God is good, isn't he? My. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without him, and I don't want to find out. Do you want to find out? No, you don't want to find out, do you? Y'all pray for me, too. Try to get this pastor throat straightened out. If we don't get this throat straightened out, we are turned over to Diane. Today. We thank God for it. Amen, amen. I'm going to just say it in this way. I'm going to read some in the scripture. I may stop, I may not, I may, you know, go on. But we're going to start in James chapter 1. We're going to start James chapter 1. All right, amen. Now, we've been talking about prayer, and we've been dealing with prayer. And I was just thinking, you know, in times like these, we do need to pray. If you never prayed before, we don't want you to say the now lay me down to sleep prayer. We don't want you to say now lay me down to sleep prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want you to say that now. Y'all excuse me, I was a little distracted there. Praise God. Amen. But, you know, we want a quick prayer and expect God to do miracles and wonders in our lives, don't we? This is what we want to do. We don't want to spend time with God. Whenever you are anywhere doing whatever you're doing, you can spend time with God by aligning the mind of Christ, right? If you have the mind of Christ, then you have the mind that can connect with God. Your mind can connect with God wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And I know when it's an emergency, you pray day and night, and you don't stop. Your mind be where? You have focused on something, and therefore you entreating God to bring an answer. This is what people do, especially mothers, okay, and fathers, if they are close to their sons, they will find themselves doing also. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes, they will. But now, you understand this. You can't control everything. Okay? You can only control some things that is within your power. You can control. But you can't control everything. We always want to control everything. You know, that's what we want to do. But you know what the old folks should say, you ain't too old for your wants to hurt you. You know, praise God. Amen. Because that's the nature of man, wanting to control everything. To me, I'm just throwing this in, don't cost you nothing. To me, it's the fact that you have a certain part of you wanting to be a God. You know, everybody with that dictatorial spirit want to control everything and everybody. Is that right? Think about it now. Are you like that? We don't want you to be found in that way. God gave you certain things to, pardon me, to control. All right? And that is what you can. But isn't it strange, though? The things that you should control, you don't control. Praise the Lord. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that's the way life is. Huh? Have you noticed people, period, or you just go about with everything for yourself? You don't think about other people. But when you're around people, especially church people, when you're around people, people always, you got a church full of people and you got one pastor. And everybody want to control that one pastor. But you can't control that pastor. The best thing for you to do is to listening to the pastor to find out what you can learn. Okay? But you want to control them. You want to tell them what to do, and you want them to give you their full attention all the time. Now, they got hundreds of people in the church or more. They cannot just give you attention. They know how God has them there to do what? To preach and teach all of you. And if there's one with a emergency, a desperate need, that preacher, teacher, whatever, has to do what? See about them. You see? But you want to control them. You get mad, and then you throw a fit, and then you ain't doing what you supposed to do, but you want his or her control. If you so busy want his or her control, then you should be doing what you supposed to do so they can notice you. Now, I know you don't like that, but you know what? It's okay, because it's the truth. If you're in church, you can't help but see the actions of people, see the expression on their faces. No wonder the Lord tell you don't look at their face. Because when you look at their face, you can hear their mind ticking. You see, and they don't know that there's something in you. God has placed something in you as one of his leaders for you to know. You have a strong knowing system. You didn't believe that, did you? You never thought about that, did you? I know you didn't. But it happens, okay? And stop trying to control everything. Now, if I don't say nothing else, I'll just tell you right now. You can't control what's happening in the world now. They tearing down everything. Huh? See? Now, you laugh when I told you, I say, our world, the United States, is going to look like a third world country. That's what I saw. And what you think tearing down everything, the stores, the businesses, statues, every historical whatever standing there, you know, to remember our history and whatever. It's being torn down, right? Who's controlling that? Who's trying to do that? Nothing but a devilish person. Work for the devil. Okay? Somebody had to put them up to it, didn't they? The devil put them up to destroy this, take this down, move that, so America won't be America of the free anymore. Your church won't be a free church. See, you don't see everything that's in this word is coming to pass, and you're not listening. You're not hearing. In the first place, you ain't reading your book. See, I know that's bad language, but you ain't reading your book. Okay, that's what you're not doing. Well, you bring about a lot of things in your life. You bring a lot of things in other people's lives also, not just your life. You hurting some other people. Okay. Granted, we have a certain group of people that don't like somebody else, and there's always been someone that don't like somebody else. They don't like you because of God. Okay. They didn't like Jesus, so they ain't going to like you either. Okay. You want to be like him, don't you? So now you're like him. You got that same hatred against you no matter what color you are, what national origin you are, no matter where you come from or whatever you live in or however you walk, what kind of clothes you wear. People always have a different opinion instead of dealing with their own selves. So you want to control them because you want them to look like you. Well, now have you looked in the mirror to see really what you look like? Look and see what you really look like. And when you look, say, God, what is this I see? And believe me, he'll tell you. Okay? See, I'm just talking about that controlling spirit, that Jezebel spirit, that everything got to go your way.
Amen.
Well, did you find out when we was talking about prayer, did you find out one thing? When you don't obey what God says, anything is supposed to happen in your life. When you refuse to look after things that he told you to look after, to be a servant, to help this, that, or the other one, you say, I don't feel like it today. Huh? I told you about telling God what you ain't going to do, because you're going to do it one way or another. When he puts something out there, he means do what he say do. But we got this habit, the people, I ain't saying no special group, because every group has their own things that they need to take care of, weaknesses and tribulations that they go through. Every group of people, I don't care where they come from, what you call them, or what country they come from. Everybody got some kind of problem, okay? But let's see what James talk about today. I like James today. I'm into James today, okay, people? James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. He sends greetings to everyone. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. See how you just fell into a temptation. When you want to control everything now, you want to take God's place. He's the one in control, but you want to control it. You're going to move him out the way. See what you do? Then he said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, you sitting there in church, and you're saying what? Lord, I need some patience. Lord, give me some patience. That's what you're saying. I heard lots of people say, I need patience, Lord. Well, true, you do need patience. But now he said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So the things that are occurring in your life at this time, this minute, this hour, this day, is working patience in you. Don't try to get rid of it. Oh, no, Lord, I don't need all this now. No, but you just was praying. You were sitting there praying to God to give you patience. But he said the trying of your faith. All the things that you ask for, you're going to be tried before they get there. And you're going to have patience to receive it. Oh, he said, but let patience have her perfect work. See, she called patience a her. Let patience have her perfect work. Perfect work. Let God finish what he's doing. Stop trying to control it yourself. He said, let patience have her perfect work. That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That you may get to, you know, people don't realize in the market world, marketing world, that they always count a person. That's a number 10. So number 10 implies that it's nothing wanting. Now you need to get to number 10 in your patience. He said, let patience have her perfect word, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So that means you're going to have to get to number 10. So you won't have to want for nothing. But you got to give patience the perfect word. Let the Lord do what he want to do in your life. You asking God now. He told you ask. Ask anything in my name and I will do. You're going to receive it. This is what he say. But now he did not tell you the fine print. And the fine print is patience. You got to do what? Wait on it. Wait on it. That's what you got to do. And let patience do what it needs to do in your life. Things require patience. Today, what is it requiring? Patience so that everybody in the world don't get the virus at the it destroy the entire nations all over the world. But they don't have patience because they don't want to stay indoors. Well, then you build that nice house and you got all the amenities in the house and everything. And, hey, look, you got a bad house. You got your little swimming pool out there. Why you got to go to the beach? What you build the swimming pool for? Tell me one thing. You got a whole thing of water out there back and you want to go to the beach. What you want to go to the beach? Want somebody to see you? Hey, I ain't scared of no virus. Ain't nobody ask you. Stop trying to control things. If this is happening now, do what it say. Learn how to follow directions. If they say stay home now. No matter what you think their purpose is. If you see people dropping all around you, learn some sense. Stay home. See? That's all it takes. Follow instructions. Everything has instructions. What did James is saying? Let patience have her perfect work. Let it finish the job that it started out to do to get you to your purpose. See, we always talk about fulfilling our purpose and going to our destiny, but we won't let patience have a perfect work. Huh? Come on, come on. Is that you? Is that you we talking to today? Hmm? God wants you to be perfect, entire. Wanting nothing. You don't have need for anything because you have gotten into that completed perfect number 10. Do you get the picture? You see what I'm saying? You got there. But no, you want to control everything. So now you back down to almost number 0 because you didn't like being 10 big enough for you. He said wanting nothing. That's what it means, This is what he said. And if any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God. Uh-oh, now you're getting ready to ask for a little more stuff to come on you, When you start asking for wisdom. All right. Let him ask of God. But give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Now, ask God for wisdom. Oh, yeah, you want to be like somebody else. Well, you don't know what that person paid, the price they paid to get to where they are. See, first learn, well, how did you get where you are and know what you know and all of this? Patience. The wisdom of God was working in them. But it took patience to get there, to build you up. It took temptations had to come in your life. Listen, temptation ain't wrong in itself. It's when you yield to them. Come on now. That's what it is when you yield to them. And oftentimes we have yielded to the temptations that have come in our lives to help build us, help us to grow in grace, help us to be the man or woman that God called us to be. Do you see? It takes these things. It takes patience. Good thing God don't answer us all the time, because we wouldn't know how to handle things. I tell you, if he had made you wealthy and rich long time ago, you wouldn't have a dime right now. I know I wouldn't, because I'd have sure been shopping. You know, when you be without so long, and when you get some, Lord, you go crazy, don't you? You forget what you promised God. Did you hear me? You forget what you promised God.
Come on now.
Come on, think about it now. You ain't had no money to spend in a long time, and when you get some, you forget all about giving God his. Until, guess what? You down to $1. Then you remember, oh, my God. Lord, I promise you. Lord, I said I was going to give you this and give you that. And didn't give you nothing. Didn't even pay the tithe. See what I'm talking about?
Come on now.
You're so busy spending and getting out there to that mall. Now you see the mall shut down, ain't it? God ought to get some tithes now, right? He ought to get some offerings. Oh, he ought to see, get some sacrificial offerings right about now. He shut it all down, didn't he? Yeah, because you ain't had no patience. You know good and well you wasn't going to give God them tithes. Oh, God, you know, if I get $100,000, I'm going to give you your tithes. If you give it to me, Lord. If you give it to me. That's why the if don't ever bring nothing, ain't it? Because God know you wasn't going to give it. That's why he keeping you down there with nothing, with lack. because your heart is not set in faith and love for God. See, you allow temptation to come in and take over. Because you're the one, well, this is my money, I can do what I want. That them little stimulus check, that ain't no money. That's just a little bit of money. And y'all went crazy about trying to get to a mall or store somewhere and spend it. You know you wasn't going to, you used to then go to Walmart and Targets and stuff. So when you got the stimulus check, wasn't nothing else open, so you went. Jesus. And you didn't buy food. Come on, talk to me now. You think about that. You in control now. You know God did give me a stimulus check. You know I'm gonna give you a tenth of that. God ain't seen 1 cent of that. Jesus. We go in there, ring up, take the receipt down to Targets and Walmart, and find out all of it, and went to Walmart. Then you look for the wig store, huh? That's closed down. Where you going to get some hair from now? Where you going to get your nails done? You better learn how to do your own nails. Huh? Because God has to do things like this here to bring you to a point where you will realize who's on your side. He's on your side. He got your back, but you don't want him to have your back because you think you got your own back. I can take care of myself. Don't you hear people say that? I don't need no God. I can take care of myself. Wrong thing to say, huh? You think you can take care of yourself because you're breathing God's air. You're not breathing his breath. When he breathed into your nostril and you became a living soul, you're walking around with his breath, not yours. So you ain't got nothing. You need to learn the fact that the air you breathe ain't even yours. See? I don't care what kind of house you buy. You can buy a house cost $50 million, $100 million for that concern, but guess what? It still ain't yours. Because God can blow one wind, let one wind come through there and blow the whole thing out. Down, across the river somewhere into another state. Ain't that strange? God could blow it into another state. I'm talking about a powerful God. You need to stop trying to be in control and allow God to do what he's doing in your life, especially when you consider yourselves a person of faith and a Christian. Boy, we love to use that word loosely, a Christian. Oh, Lord, let me go. Okay, we let him ask God and give it, who give it all, that give it all men liberally. Okay, he'll give it to you. But let's go to the sixth verse. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Well, are you that wind that's blowing now? Being tossed in your faith, your belief system? You can't believe what's going on. Why? I'd like to ask you, why don't you believe what the people are saying about this terrible thing that's blowing through different countries and cities, states and what have you? Why don't you believe that? Now, you see the results. I'm asking you. You see the results. Let me say this. I'm going to just throw this in. Don't cost you nothing. Think about the people go up on the moon. Up there tampering with something else. They done messed up the earth down here. Now they want to go up there and mess up something too. How you know stuff is not coming from there from the last time they went, the times they went before. They have not a call, some stuff to come from on the moon that's affecting us. Have you ever thought of that? Think about that now. I'm just giving you something to think about today. Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Think about when the earthquakes come, crack open different places, countries and what have you. What have God hidden down beneath the earth that is coming up contaminating us? Have you thought about that? God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
I'm telling you right now. Just let your mind run on that sometime. You don't know what you're breathing. You know why? Because you can't see the air.
Nope.
You know that you... people got these problems with breathing and anything out there in the air. You can't even go outside if it wasn't the virus supposed to be out there. You can't go outside because you can't breathe. Have you ever thought about that? All this that's loose, huh? Because what? When God get ready to pass judgment upon a place or people, he sent for whatever he wants. One place have locusts, don't they? How you know there was something else in Egypt that was buried and it came up, coming up now at God's specific time because he's in control. Here come the locusts. They supposed to have been gone, right? But here they are back again somewhere in somebody's country. You see what I'm saying? Think about it, huh? Stop trying to control everything because you can't. You want to control the church. You want to control God. You want to control man. You want to control the animals. You got a bunch over here talking about they animal lovers and they don't believe in making no coats out of the animals. Well, now God made the first leopard skin coat, didn't he? For Adam and Eve, didn't he? He had the first one. He made them and their skin so that it can keep us warm in the season of coldness. God did that. See? But you want to control it now. Don't do that. Don't do that. You always make rules for yourself that God ain't had nothing to do with. See? And you want everybody to do what you say do. That movie I looked at this one time. That ain't right. And that ain't right. Do you see what I'm saying? He told you, yield not to temptation, but yet you are tempted to put yourself in God's place. And that ain't right. God's not going to have it. He's still the only true and living God. No matter how you want to live, how you can say he's not real, how you say I don't believe in it, just because you don't believe in it don't mean he ain't real. You just one person. And you're going to have to pay for your unbeliefs. Come on, talk to me now. Listen, I'm going to go to the eighth verse. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See? When you see people so silly talking about they God and they did more than God and all that kind of stuff, they are looking for destruction because destruction is coming upon them. You can't tell God when to bring that destruction. He do it when he find it necessary to do it at a certain time. He has a time set for it. Stop trying to engineer God to do something before time. He ain't going to do it anyway. He's going to do what? I know I got faith. What faith? If you don't believe in God, what faith you got? Faith in what? Yourself? You can't move nothing. You can't make nothing. You ain't make man. I know you try to clone a man because you're trying to be God. See? But it still won't be the original. You can only have fake Louis Vuitton, fake coaches, fake all these here supposed to be the original thing. Have you ever really looked at the real ones? Half of them not real leather. And they charge you thousands of dollars for something that you think is original. I like real leather, something that ain't going to fall apart. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're just talking about you trying to control everything. Everybody say, no, I ain't no Jezebel. Yes, you are, because you're a control freak. You want to control the people. You want to control this, and I want to control that. You go to your job. You try to take over the boss's work. Then when the boss fire you, you mad.
Oh. They
say the man don't like you. That's what you say, you see? The thing is, you were trying to take over his job. He the one built that job. He built that place up, not you. He hired you to do a work, not to take his job. See how bossy we are? We want to take everything over.
Have mercy, Lord. Mm.
Have mercy is right. We need mercy here.
Because
yes, our minds are double right now. Here we go. We got this bunch over here. Well, I don't believe that I should be able to. I don't believe I should have to wear a mask. No, you ain't got to wear it. Just keep on staying like you is, and we know where to find you at. Make sure you got some insurance. See? Make sure you got insurance. Praise God. See? Your mind is double. You see people dying all around you, and you talking about, I ain't got to wear no mask. And then here we got some ugly people round coughing on folks deliberately. So they must know they got it. So they going to pass it on to somebody's child or somebody else. Mm. Now, if that person knock them out,
come on now.
Take their fist when they cough on and knock them dead in their mouth, they're going to call the police on you and say you did it when they the one coughed on you.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? Went and deliberately sneezed the cough on you.
Come on now.
You see what I'm saying? They controlling things, you know. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. Well, why are you so sure ain't nothing going to happen to you? You think because you say you are a Christian that nothing's going to happen to you? Well, then you should not have done what you did to the other person. Huh? Because now the person may get in trouble because people are crazy these days. The cops and everybody else going crazy. The devil just in everything, in everybody. Anybody that will allow him an inch, he going to take a mile. This is what the devil is doing today to the people, and especially them ones call themselves Christian. I say they're calling themselves Christian because all of them, God say, if my people that are called by my name, they are called Christians, but that ain't Jesus' name. That's not Jesus' name. That's what you want to be, what they were calling the church. They begin to call the church that. Well, that's the building church. It ain't the real church. We are of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on now.
See? So, we don't claim to own nothing but our soul, and that belonged to God. So we have it to be responsible for. Where we spend eternity is our responsibility. See? So we can't afford to have a double mind. You understand? We can't afford to have no double mind. Oh, my God, my God. Listen what he said. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. When God exalts you, stop trying to exalt. See how you exalt yourself. How many folks out there saying that? I'm an apostle. I'm a chief bishop. Oh, hi there, bishop. How do they go? I'm a chief apostle. I'm a... What that biggest type of bishop they got out there? Whatever the bishop, big bishop. I ain't no bishop, y'all. You want to be all this here. You want to exalt yourself. And God is the one that exalts you. And you trying to exalt yourself. See what I'm saying? You exalting yourself. Not God. Wait for him to exalt you. Wait for him to bring you up. You've got to go through the things that I've just read to you, temptations you got to go through, your patience you got to go through. You've got to go through something in order to be exalted in God. You want a big name. I told you about controlling stuff. Jezebel had a big name, too. Her name was so big, it's listed in Revelation. It got big, but it's not a nice big, is it? Ain't nothing you should want to be. I don't want to be no Jezebel. I know they used to tell you in the church before, I guess they learned some better, if you wear jewelry and you put on lipstick, you're a Jezebel. That's what I used to hear. Well, that's what I learned when I first got in the church. It was the clothes you wear, and it was, you know, all of that was you a Jezebel. That's what they told me until I began to seek God for myself and read the scripture and find out the real Jezebel is controlling. Control everybody, everything. Woo, my God, you still want to be a Jezebel? And, you know, let me throw this in. It don't cost you nothing either. Divas. Everybody want to be a diva. The word sounds beautiful, don't it? It sounds like you are something. You are something special because God made you special. But you got to it. You want to be special like the devil wants you to be special. A diva. What did they say the diva was? Satanist, wasn't it? Satanic. And you still want to be a diva. No matter what somebody tell you about the word diva, look it up yourself. Find out what a diva is. See, just stop trying to be something you're not. You are so controlling until you want to control yourself into something that you're not. Why? I remember everybody say they want to be Juanita Bynum. God ain't made but one. You can't be her. You can't even be like her unless you pay the price she had to pay. She paid for being herself. So can you go tell God, God, I want to be like her? Then they want to be Catherine Coleman. We got so many Catherine Coleman wannabes. But there wasn't but one. You may be similar to that, but you won't be that. You cannot fulfill what she fulfilled in Christ because God called her to do that. You fulfill whatever he called you to do. Stop trying to put on somebody else's garment that don't fit. Okay? Oh, my God, my God. James, oh, Lord, the book of James. James just talked to you, didn't he? But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. And now you want to be rich. See? And you do anything to get rich. Some of the things that people do in church, I ain't talking about frying chicken and all that. Frying chicken ain't got nothing to do with it. Everybody got to eat. And they going to go to Popeyes or somebody, so they might as well leave the money at the church. Buy a chicken sandwich. Okay? See? Now, the rich going to become low. Why? How did you get your riches? Y'all looking at these rich people, and I want to be like her, and I want to be like her, and I'm going to be like her. You may not want to be like them if you know what they're doing behind the scenes. See? But you around trying to be like this one and that one with got plenty of money, you trying to be like them. That means what? That Jezebel spirit, you're going to take what's yours from this one and that one so you can be like so-and-so and so and so-and-so and so, the big time, the rappers, the singers, the actors, you don't know what them people are went through. If you knew some of the stuff that these people went through to get to where they are, you should change your mind, but some of you won't have sense enough to change your mind. I got involved behind the scene. I know some of the stuff that they went through, because that's why I didn't make it, because they told me I need to learn to tell a lie. I told them, I'm sorry, that's just not in my DNA. I ain't going to lie. Y'all will kill your own mother to get someplace. I ain't going to go through that. I ain't going through all that. The stuff they wanted you to do to get up, to make the money, I refused it. See, I know y'all say I ain't got good sense, because I ain't.
Thank you.
I ain't got good sense, but I got Jesus sense. Okay? But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. How did you get it? How did you get your money? Who did you cheat? Who do you steal from? Who do you lie to? Who did you lie to? I'm gonna give way to my preacher here. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withered the grass. And the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the few fashion of it perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Did you hear what he said here? You so caught up with being like somebody that you pressuring God to do this and do this and that in your life. You want to be a great healer, and God called you to be something else, and you around here want to be a healer. Laying hands on folks, now you got the virus. Don't know whether God told you to do it or not. You just want to be that because you want to control God. All right, I'm finna quit and leave it to my pastor. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. But when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. I'm getting my promise. How about you? I love God to have control myself. I don't know about you, but when I know it's right when he controls. When I do it, it may be wrong then when I do it. But anyway, people, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to stop right here, and we may continue, we may not, but whatever. Remember, prayer is the answer to everything that you need right now. Here is Pastor Sharon Barnes.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, she had me really thinking to this morning. My goodness, you know, some great pointers, some great word that a lot of time we don't take time to even look over ourselves. But today is the day, my goodness, for you to do what? Look at everything to make sure that what you're doing is really line up with the word of God. And I just thank God for the word that comes forth, that always comes to bring us into another place in God, to bring us into another place of what? Changing our mindset, asking God to renew our mind, asking God to create in us a clean heart, not just a clean heart, but renewing the right spirit within us. And letting us come forth into a place where we have to what? I say, God, I need to be back on the potter's wheel, Lord. I need to be back on the potter's wheel because you know what? In that potter's wheel, the thing that looks like became a little bit lopsided or a thing that may have a little slight crack in there or a little dent or it just don't look right. You know, so God has to do what? Break us down again, mold us again, bring us into that place again in him. And when the woman of God was coming from James, the first chapter, and when verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work. And when I hear that word patience, you know, and I had to laugh when the woman of God said, we all say, Lord, give us patience. We be saying that in church. I say, amen to that. You be asking God, Lord, give me some patience to just don't say nothing. Lord, give me the patience, oh God, not to roll my eyes. Give me the patience, God, to endure. Give me the patience, God, if they say to me one more time, let your patience, God, come forth. And then I'm reminded about the teaching on self-control. Not being in control now. Not you controlling stuff. But you know what? S-E-L-F. Self-control. I got to do something. If I self-control, in other words, apply to who? Myself. Self what? Control. Could grab a hold of yourself. Grab a hold of your way you think. Grab a hold of your action. Grab a hold of what you speak out of your mouth. Grab a hold of your thought pattern. Because it's when you start thinking is when you mess up. When your thinking is off or your thinking is not Christ-like. And when you read, let patience have her perfect work that you may be perfect. How can you be perfect? In our fleshly, we are not perfect. But we can be perfect. Why? When we allow the Spirit of God to direct us. When we take forth, in other words, instruction. When we listen to instruction, we know that a teacher always comes. And our leaders are the teacher that comes with the Word of God to teach you the Word of God so you can do what? Allow God's perfection to come forth in you. It does not come like that. You have to be taught that. Just like you have to teach a little child, your child start learning and they start absorbing the atmosphere. They start absorbing your conversation. They start absorbing what they see all around them, just like a sponge. And you know what? We just think children are the only one. Adults do the same thing because you know what? You are a young little kid too. You are a big adult and you are absorbing your atmosphere too. So you got to make sure what you are around is the right atmosphere. What the word that's around you, you got to make sure that the word is lining up according to the word of God. Now, if you're in the wrong conversation, if you're in the wrong atmosphere, you're going to be what? Trying to control. You will lose self-control because you did not take a hold of your atmosphere. Take a hold of what was released out the mouth. So when it released out the mouth, it came into your ears and it did a little what? Drop in. And you think it did not do anything to you. But then she said, "What? And that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Now, wanting nothing meaning what? That he is my shepherd, I shall not want. There'll be nothing that he will not give to you. You will not be wanting nothing. Why? Because when perfection comes and Christ is the perfect man in each and every one of us, he is perfect. So when he is reigning more in us, in this fleshly body, then we will be walking in perfection. You don't see the manifestation of the flesh showing up. Why? Because you got self-control. And sometimes they learn. How do you get self-control? You learn from your trials and your tests in life. You learn from the errors that and the way you have walked in the past. You take it as a lesson. Why? Because life is always there to teach you and guide you. Life is a lesson. And sometimes, you know, not sometimes. I remember a long time ago, the woman of God had told us that she went through so much in her lifetime. And the wisdom that she got from that, if we listen to the instructions, we don't have to take a long journey, like the wilderness journey. But God will make it shorter for us if you listen to the instruction. Why? Because they learned wisdom. Why? How did they learn wisdom? Wisdom is because they went through so much in their life. That they taught them. Wisdom is what the people been through, and because they've been through this way, they say, "Baby, don't do this. Baby, don't do that." Why? Because I did it, and I know what my end was, but I can detour you from that pit that is ahead. But a lot of times, we don't want to hear it. And what? Wanting nothing. So God, and then verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now you saying, well, I'm asking God to give me wisdom. I'm asking God. But then who do God use? He used the people around you. That's where the instruction comes in. Because the people of God that been through stuff, they recognize what? That same spirit. They recognize it. Why? Because they already walked through this before. So God gave them that eye that they recognize where you're heading, what you are going to do, what you're doing, what's happening to you. Why? Because they walked it before. We're reminded that Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So why do people believe that this is something new? No, this ain't nothing new. This is something that has been going on since the foundation of the world. There's nothing new under this sun. It may have a different name. It may have a different language now, but it has been going on since the creation today. So we will talk about that. Self-control. You cannot allow yourself to just what? Control. You can't even control the weather. I don't care if you do the rain dance. I don't care if you do the split. You cannot control the weather. God is the one. But I'm also reminded that God used his mouthpiece to speak that word, and the weather, what? The rain did not rain for a long time, but that God allowed that to happen to fulfill a purpose, because he wanted to show that he is God. Now, there's time when God will allow, but sometimes we have to know, is it God telling us? Is that a rhema word? Is that a rhema word? But then it talks about, in verse 8, being double-minded. Double-minded meaning you got two minds. And you know what? You have to ask God to bring forth that spirit of unity in you, not the person around you, because what? There's a war going on in you while your doubleness is coming forth. One minute you're good, and one minute you're not. Good and evil, right? The negative and the positive. Ask God to do what? Align you to the word. We all got to go through this. We all have to ask God to help us, and we're still asking God to teach us his way. Not our way, but his way. And I'm reminded that when you're called to a purpose, God will break down your DNA. He'll break down what you think is how it should be. But he'll break barriers, every stronghold, to remold you and make you into the newness that he created you to be from the foundation of the world. Because right now you're not walking in the spirit of being perfect, but you're imperfect right now because you're walking in your fleshly carnal mind. So God is calling us to be perfect, and he is perfect. Even though we are living in the flesh, he wants us to walk in the spirit of him. He was in flesh, but he was still perfect. And a lot of people say it is hard. You know why it's hard? Because you still want to hold on to what? You want to control it. You don't want to give God control. Just like when the Holy Spirit is coming over you, you're trying to quench the Holy Spirit. You don't even want to let the Holy Spirit have his work. And I'm reminded when he told Barnabas, release me. Because God wants us to release him to do the work in us. Release me so I can tear down what needs to be teared down in you. And I want to build up what needs to be built up in you. I want to teach you your wisdom today. I want to teach you my way today. I want you to allow me to do the work in you. It's not about the other person, because a lot of times the devil trip us up and we'll use the word, it's because of this person and it's because of that person. So we still walking like in the garden of Adam and Eve was in the garden, and they messed up and they're walking in the temptation of their sin, of their flesh, and then they say, well, you know what? The woman you gave me caused me to do this. But God's saying today, even we can't even use that excuse no more. Why? Because he came as the better example for us, or the good example for us, to let us know we can do it another way. But we can make the choice. Are we going to follow the old way, or the old man Adam, or are we going to follow the new man Adam? Which way is your choice today? Are you going to allow the spirit of wisdom to come forth in you, or are you going to walk as a fool? According to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 33 said, wisdom rested in the heart of him that had understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Isn't that something? Wisdom rested in the hearts of him that have what? Understanding. Didn't God tell us to ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? When understanding comes, you don't act like a fool. When understanding comes, you're not unwise. When understanding comes, you do not what? You, even though everyone else acting like a fool, and we don't like to be called a fool either, do we? But when we're in the midst of a fool, we won't act like they do. We will do things according to what? The right way. And I love the example that the virus, the COVID-19 is going on, and everybody have an opinion. I'm not wearing my mask. And you know what? Even though the stores are open now, we're finding out even when my daughter was talking, she said that they opened the store and they found out the store manager in the office didn't have their mask on. And an employee came in the office and didn't have her mask on. Now guess what happened? Somebody got it. When they start looking and researching, they found out they weren't following instruction. They figure we don't need to wear our mask. And you know what happened? They had to shut that thing down right now. There's a lot of it going on, y'all. And I thank God for giving us the wisdom. Use wisdom. Get an understanding and take the knowledge of what you need to do. Yes, we know God is able to keep us. God is able. He's a protector. But he also wants us to do what? Listen. Get an understanding. And then Proverbs 19:8 says, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. And he that keepeth understanding shall find good. Now, I don't know about you today, but I want to find good. I want to what? In other words, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Now, if you get wisdom, you love your soul, right? Because it would keep you. You will not find yourself in doing foolish things. You will not find yourself being off the date. You will not find yourself walking in a place where you know God keeps saying to you, danger alert, danger alert, danger alert, but you want to do it your own way. Remember today, we got to walk according to his way. Allow wisdom to reign in you. And then let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with the evil, neither tempted he any man. Now, he tell you that, right? He tell you that, right? That don't say God tempt me. God ain't tempt you. You are tempted by your own what? Your thoughts, what you see. And you speak to yourself and say, if they do it one more time, this is what you're going to do. And you know what? I tell you, at this time, there's so many things going on that make you want to do the opposite. But you got to remember today, self-control. You have to have self-control. You have to walk according to the way God wants you to walk. Let patience have her perfect work. And God is teaching us patience, y'all. Patience when you go inside the store. Patience, things have changed so much that when you walk into the store, I'm reminded when you go into like Home Goods and I'm reminded when I looked and I saw the Pepsi glass up, I said, you know what? They used to do this long time ago. They used to have those barriers when you go to the store. The glass windows was up, and it was just a small little part cut out for you to give them the money or whatever you were giving to the cashier. And I say, God, isn't that something? It took a pandemic to bring something that was created long time ago that we call old-fashioned. It did not go with this century now. But I'm finding that they had to go back to something that was in the past to correct what's going on even now. So it just lets you know that, you know, God, this United States of America really going to start looking like a third-world country. Because it's not the same, y'all. Things have changed. Just like you have changed. But each year you have a birthday, your numbers change, but you should also change too. We're going to put it like that. You should get better and better. Not the same. And you take inventory. Take inventory. Are we being what? Wise. Are we walking in what? The spirit of wisdom. What are we doing? And then according to Peter, the 10th chapter, verse 10 says, wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never what? Fall. You got to make sure. Make sure, y'all. Make sure. Make sure today. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And God gave us his word. So we got to count up those costs, y'all. Don't just do things and act like you got 100 more years. Time is running. Things are happening so fast. And we want to pay attention to what we speak out of our mouth, what we hear with our ears, and what we look at in our eyes. Because we know that things are changing. So make sure you use wisdom in what you're doing. These days, I just reached the point, you know what, I don't have time for foolishness. You say, why you said that? Because when you start looking over your life and taking inventory, you look at the timing that you waste so much time on people with foolishness, the same old what? Drama queen. The same drama. And you say, why are you saying it? Because if you cannot take inventory and realize, wait a minute, I've been dealing with this same old drama for the past couple of years. It's time for the change to come forth, especially now. Especially now. Don't allow anybody or anything to come to separate you from the love of God. The question asks you, what will separate you from God? What will you allow to separate you from him? Drama? Persecution? Criticism? Envy, strife, bitterness? What? Think about it. All that time we wasted caring about what other people think. Other people think about us. How about consider, God, am I in your perfect will? God, am I walking according to what you say? Am I in your right timing? Is this my time, oh God? Am I in the place with you? It's not about trying to impress no one anymore, but it's all about doing what God calls you to do. And have an interest to hear the word from the teacher that comes in your life. Always told the older people have great wisdom to impart to you. And we said, well, we want to learn it ourselves, but listen to their wisdom. You know what? You won't get so much bump and scratches along the way if you listen to the instruction and change from what we think and walk according to what God is saying. So to remember today, stop being double-minded. Because when you're double-minded, you're unstable in all his ways. Meaning her way, you're unstable in everything that you do. You cannot be accounted for. Why? Because you're unstable. You're like a seesaw, up and down. A seesaw. You don't even know what you're expecting from the next moment. But help, Lord, ask God to help us. Help me today, oh God. Help me, oh God. So when the word come my way, I don't have to go the long way like the children of Israel. You can bring me through the promised land. Give me ears to hear. Open my heart to receive the word. And let me change from my way into your way. My wicked way. Because you know what? You don't want to say you got to from my wicked way. Wicked way meaning is not lining up to God's way. My wicked way. And let me line up to your way. So today, know that God is real. And know that he wants us to walk according to his word. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word today coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Patience, patience, patience. I tell you, patience is one thing that it takes, whatever trial it is that you're going through. Patience is what you need. And in your praying, you still have to have patience and wait to hear what God is saying. Patience. It just working so well with what we've been, you know, learning about for these past 3 days. So today, in prayer, let us all have patience. Continue to examine ourselves on a daily basis. And the words say, let patience have her perfect work. So be blessed today. We thank each and every listener for tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. We encourage you to share it with a friend. You can visit us on our Facebook page at Lothian International Ministries. And you can listen to this broadcast over and the rest of the broadcast as we share it on our Facebook page. You would like to bless the woman of God, continue to sow a seed, you know, into her life, into this radio broadcast, to continue to keep it on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. And please specify in the notes what your donation is for. Know that no donation is too small or too great. We thank you all for continually listening. Tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So come on, let's join together and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So we're going to trust that you have a blessed day today. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, help me please. I stop worrying?
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I
let God.
Let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.